Love in Real Time is a CorbinCast podcast. Check us out at CorbinFosterMedia.com. That's CorbinFosterMedia.com.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, everyone, to Love in Real Time. Mm-hmm. I really liked your profile.
Well, thank you.
A real-time look at an unfolding relationship born on an online dating app.
Wow.
And it's encouragement for Christian singles entering into or drowning in the world of the dating of the indigenous ages.
That's right. So the behind the scenes thing is she told me that I talk funny when I, because I was in radio. I don't know. It's kind of like Lauren Michaels or something. The purpose of this thing, we don't know. We've lost purpose. We've lost direction. This is our third episode. Thank you for joining us. We're going to tell our story as it unfolds. As you can see, it's really folded right now. We're going to give thoughts on Christian dating and the pitfalls, as well as the pit dogs and pit bulls. And, you know, never mind. I'm going to go back to my radio thing again. And share encouragement and advice. Tell the story of others and interact with y'all, as we say in Southern Indiana. Interact with our community of hopeful but perhaps hurting people looking for love in all the digital spaces. And we invite you to definitely communicate with us and interact with us on this journey. This started out as our desire to tell our story because we are dating in midlife.
Not me.
Yeah. And if I'm dating in midlife, that means I'm living to be, what, 120 or something like that.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, you've got a lot of putting up to do here. So, yeah, we realized, hey, you know, a lot of people in this journey, let's share it. Were you inspired at all for this by that show you like? What is it? Love is Blind.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know we should tell people that you watch that thing.
What? Do not tell people that I don't, but
you
do. Yes. I love is Blind. People, yes, except for this season. Season 8 is...
Oh, really? But, you know, I started, because you liked it, I started watching it, and I was like, ooh, risque.
Oh, gosh.
But they start off by putting these people in these vacuum sealed containers, and they have to talk with each other before they run out of breath or something like that, you know, and die.
Not quite.
And then they fall in love with each other before they meet. And some people get really disturbed because they fall in love with one chick and she falls in love with a different dude, and it gets kind of messed up at times. And then the question is, how many of these are actually going to last? And then they make them get married really fast or something like that, don't they?
Oh,
is that what happens?
Oh, goodness. For the people out there who are real, who know about this show, you know
I don't know.
It is a man and a woman meeting each other in separate pods, talking and just getting to know each other on a more serious and deeper level without seeing each other. Because let's face it, what are we only want to do? We only want to go after the person that we're attracted to physically.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so they're breaking that down and, you know, allowing love, and here I use air quotes, to...
Exciting and...
Okay, don't need the background music, but for this one, just saying, it's happened for some. And for others, it's been tragically awful. Mm-hmm. But yes. But I don't think that was why I did this. Maybe a little bit. But yeah, I liked it. I do like it.
There was one particular couple that I mean, it was the interracial couple. Interracial couples. You know,
so. Season 1, the fan favorites.
Uh-huh.
Cam and Lauren.
Is that who they were?
Oh my goodness. And
they were so cute.
We still love them. I still love them.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't watched all the way through the season, so I don't know what all happened with them, but they were very lovable and very sweet couple.
And they said yes.
They did. And they get married?
They got married.
And have children?
They don't have children yet, but they're sure trying. And but they have built an empire.
Really?
And it strikes back.
I did. Luke.
But they're so adorable and they're so likable and relatable. And so everybody fell in love with them. They became the fan favorites. And season one of Love is Blind is where you can find Cam and Lauren.
That's right.
Yes.
So another behind the scene thing here, by the way, on the last episode, we had this little agreement that if I went on too long that you'd reach over and just kind of pat me on the knee and, come on, Greg, shut up. But then I reached over at one point, I was just feeling so emotional and overwhelmed and just loving what you, and I reached over and started patting you on the knee and you thought he was saying, shut up. I wasn't, by the way. I was being affectionate, but.
That's all right. That's all right.
So we are up to the Valentine's Day story.
Oh, yes.
As I mentioned on the last episode, I was pretty nervous about this because I had made big plans. I tried to pay attention to things that I thought you liked, and I came up with this thing. I actually heard about it. I think it was on one of the social media channels. People in the Indianapolis area were communicating with each other about Valentine's ideas, and somebody mentioned Truly Fragrance Bar, which is on 82nd Street?
86th Street.
86th Street.
In the Clearwater area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I got early reservations for a perfume making class. They teach you how to make perfume, and you get to make your own fragrance. Yes. And I knew, what about you?
That I love fragrances.
And so then Greg had to proceed through the weeks ahead without saying anything. And the word got back to Ivy that this is what we were going to do. Yes. And so I kind of wondered, she kept it mum, huh? She never told you.
Okay. And Ivy told Logan.
Uh-huh.
And Logan told Corey. These are all my children. But but they never said a word to me. And nice. I love that.
Uh-huh.
But then I went down to Evansville to spend time with Ivy's family over Super Bowl weekend.
Okay.
And her mom and her Aunt Kate, not Aunt Katie, I'm sorry, Aunt Sure, and I and Ivy went shopping because I didn't have a thing to wear to this event that I didn't know anything about. So we went dress shopping because I needed to be the mom.com, apparently.
And you asked me what to wear, and asking a dude what to wear is like, I don't know. What are we supposed to wear for Valentine's Day? I don't know. What would you like to wear? I have no idea.
Yeah.
And, but you look beautiful.
Well, thank you.
And we'll have some pictures on here, by the way, of our little adventure. but so in the, about a week before though, we went to a store that you were looking for some perfume.
Yes.
And you made some comments about perfume that made me nervous because I wasn't exactly sure what kind of ingredients they use. And I found out you were a little bit picky-tickular about your perfumes.
I am. Uh-huh. I am pretty picky-tickular about a lot of things. I like things that are...
Amen, sister.
I like things that are natural, that are organic.
Uh-huh.
I don't like a lot of additives and things like that. So we went fragrance shopping at... we were at Kohl's at I call it Sephora because it sounds...
Because you get poor when you shop there.
Exactly. The more I buy, I get Sephora and Sephora. Sephora,
yes. Oh, my.
But yes, we found some perfume and a fragrance that I liked that was pretty much just organic parfum.
Uh-huh. And say that again. I like the way you said that.
Parfum.
Parfum?
Yes. Parfum, eau de parfum, and it was out of stock, and I was sad, so I ended up the day before he and I went to Truly Fragrance Bar, I went to another Kohl's, and guess what I found? de parfum.
Uh-huh.
And spent $120 on eau de parfum.
At least you didn't get eau de toilet, which has always been a very disturbing name to me, by the way.
Toilet water.
Just that when you have anything that's like odor and toilet together, that just doesn't seem like it's a very pleasant thing to put on your body. But
oui, oui. This is not a poo-poo. No. Okay.
Am I looking flushed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you really squeezed that one out. Okay.
Okay. That was the number one time I'm going to tell you. Don't make me say it with a number two.
That's right.
All right.
Because I don't want to be a solid number two for you.
Oh, dear. Man. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So this, by the way, is exactly what many of our phone conversations are like. In case you're wondering, for some reason, this is why I love you, because toilet humor. So anyway, you buy your eau de parfum.
Mm-hmm. Oui, oui. Yeah. And I buy my eau de parfum, and then I leave it in the box,
uh-huh.
And I don't put it on because I had some Tom Ford that I wanted to wear that night. So Valentine's night, I knew that I wanted to wear my Tom Ford, and Tom Ford is high-end parfum, and I believe that the...
Not Tom Cadillac.
Okay.
I would have thought that would have been the high end one.
Okay.
Tom Ford sounds like the working man's perfume.
It is not.
Okay.
The woman who owns Truly, it mentioned Tom Ford in her spiel. And so I was like, I'm wearing that. And you're like, what? So it was like a nod. She's wearing the right thing. Yeah. But we're going to, you know, we'll move on now into I get dressed up and you pick me up with 24 red roses, ladies and gentlemen, by the way.
That's just how I roll.
That's how he rolls.
That's right.
Not one, but 24 red roses. 24
red roses.
And we get on in the car and we head on, and I again don't know where we're going. So he puts it in to GPS and I'm not paying attention. And he's like,
And you know, she comes on and says, we're going to Truly Fragrance Bar, huh? Sounds like a fun evening. Take the next right.
Yeah, she didn't say that, but she did say whatever. And I was like, he was like, oh, you heard. I was like, actually, I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. So we head on down, we get there, and we walk in, and the room is, I was like, what is this place? He's like, you seriously don't know? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Mm.
And we're walking up, he's like, you're going to make your own perfume. I was like, no way. So I was super excited.
Fragrances myself. And by the way, so here's my little tip to you guys. The one that I just am really liking right now that seems to smell the best on me is Kinetic by Tumi, which I never heard of Tumi before, but I'm really on a Kinetic by Tumi kick right now. But I like woodsy fragrances. I like, but I also like a little touch of, and this is going to sound of the fruitiness, not the, you know, but fruitiness as in fruit. Fruitiness. I kind of like a little bit of that too. So I was kind of curious how this was all going to come together. And my first fragrance that I made I really liked it. It kind of had a lavender base, but as I've tried the end result, it doesn't last real long on me. The other one, I started with what they called a crispy base, but it had oud.
Yes.
In it. And I like that one too. So how about yours?
Well, my very favorite one was a musky and fruit blend.
Musky fruit.
Musky fruit.
You can't beat that.
can't beat it. No, it was beautiful. It was deep. And yet it had like a soft, sweet overtone. Mm-hmm. And then the second one that I made had a spicy note, but I also added some sweetness to it. And I think I added, I can't remember if I added the smoky tobacco, but you had something that had smoky.
Sweet tobacco.
Sweet tobacco.
Yeah. And I'm not a tobacco kind of guy. I would usually.
Yeah. Well, this.
But I like this one.
Oh, it was really nice. It was nice.
So my sister told me that's actually a plant. I didn't know that. A plant called sweet tobacco.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. So you knew this all along and you were just, I thought maybe they like took a cigarette and squished the oil out of it. That's not how they do it. Okay. Okay. Oh, and by the way, kind of going back a little bit. So fortunately, they use very good ingredients. So I started to say natural oils, what they call them, essential oils and all that stuff. So,
It's a great time and they're open Wednesday through Sunday, noon to six. And it's just a fantastic time to enjoy. Like you can take the girls. I wouldn't take just guys. Oh, you could. Just couples. Couples or all girls, yes. But I
highly recommend.
Yes, highly recommended.
There's probably one in your area. If you're in the Indianapolis area, Truly Fragrance Bar, they didn't pay us a dime for this. We just liked it enough that we were giving them a good Google review.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. But please call. Call Kelly and let them know or get online and check them out. It was a fantastic evening of fun. You will actually learn specifics about perfumes, how all perfumes are made, what the lowest end is to the highest end. And we found out that the most expensive parfum out there is $1 million per ounce. And Greg has promised me 3 ounces. So you heard it here first.
That's right. I've got it on order, but it takes a while to get in because, you know, it costs that much money. They have to carry it on camelbacks. So some guys from the Middle East are bringing it in to us. And
I would have said that snails were carrying it. It would have been more, it's okay.
In big knapsacks over their shoulders. Yes. They carry it like that to protect it. So, yeah, it's on the way. Hey, by the way, tell them the folks from the Love in Real Time podcast sent you. That will mean nothing to them, but you can still tell them that.
And then after we created our fragrances, we went to Benihana.
Because Greg did such a good job of reserving the perfume thing in advance, but he forgot the dinner reservation. And by the time he realized, wait a minute. the Italian places were all booked up. Yeah. But fortunately, you like Benihana.
I love Benihana. Absolutely. And you made a reservation for Benihana. And when we got there, oh my goodness, you would have thought they were giving away fried rice.
They weren't?
No.
Okay. And so our server, I think it was Allison.
Yes.
She was absolutely fantabulous. The poor lady, though, had been stuck there because they were short-staffed and they wouldn't let her leave. And she had to go work at a second job the next day. And but she still pulled it off with a lot of energy. And I think we were her favorite table. At least that's what she said.
I'm Allison. Pretty sure that we were. We had... I think you remember the last episode where I told you that introvert Greg, who doesn't, you know, if he doesn't really know a person, it kind of takes him a little bit to warm up. But it was me and another patron that was at the end of the table.
We're going, and I was trying so hard to get in and I couldn't.
We were back and forth at each other, talking about other people, other things, and we had the entire table laughing. Matter of fact, we had other tables laughing at us. So it was fun.
And I had such a good line. Then you guys kept going. And I couldn't interject because we're talking about how, was it Sergio who was doing, or whoever was doing our cooking?
Oh my goodness.
That he was kind of rushing things. He was, you know, they were clearly overworked that evening. He was rushing things along and, and the train that he did with a little onion in the steam.
Yes.
Went by kind of quickly. I had a great line. Fortunately, though, that onion topic came up again later, and I was able to finally interject my line. We got the bullet train.
Yes.
So I was pleased I at least got one. And was, thank you all very much. I'll be performing later. See you. Good night.
Yes. Poor Serge.
Yeah.
He was so tired. They were all tired. And but I pray that Allison and all of the staff made all good money. She had been there since 11 o'clock and we didn't leave until 10:30 at least. And she had another, they had another 100 reservations after we were done.
It was late, what, around 11 when we left?
Yes.
And, I mean, and they were still packed.
They were still packed. And the restaurant closed at 11 officially and they had, like I said, but we were leaving, I think, 10:30, quarter to 11, something like that. It was, the weather was getting bad, but it was, and I just felt so bad for all of the servers and all of the staff there, but they did an amazing job. Our food was amazing. It was really good. I mean, the other table had, you know, it was Valentine's Day, and every cook, it doesn't matter if it's Valentine's Day or not, they make the heart.
With the rice.
And then they make the heartbeat. And then this, on the other table, we were watching because we had already finished our meal and were into ice cream. And we watched the other cook at the other table and he made heart goo. And and then the guy at the end of the table, we were both like, he was like, well, our guy was like, well, screw you. Get out of here. So
we wanted a heart.
Where was our heart?
Our rice heart.
Where was our love? And he was like, just eat and leave.
That's right. No love for you. No love for you.
So we got no clink, clickety, clink, clink, clickety, clink, clink. No bow, no nothing.
But we got the rice Nazi.
We got.
No, he was much. He was not that. He was.
He was fine. He was, and he, like I said, he cooked to perfection everything that we had. But he was just like, I'm done performing today. I'm done performing.
And who could have blamed him? I mean, really, it's like
it was too much. It was just way too much.
I think he saw that he didn't have to do much because you and the dude at the end of the table were already entertaining us. So we didn't need the little rice going bloop, 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 because you were doing it.
I'm sorry. I cannot help it. What did I say before? I am who's I am. Exactly. Yes. All
right. Yes. Same here.
Yes.
I am who I am.
Exactly. Yeah. So it ended up to be just a great night. It was fun, had a lot of laughter, and it was endearing and well thought out. He actually even got me a present that I couldn't use. I was so sad. He got me AirPods, and my little ears don't like AirPods. So he had to return them, and it's okay. I'm okay. I've, again, another well thought out, generous, and thoughtful gift that, but this time I couldn't use.
And so you had told me you had lost your earbuds, and and they were the kind that didn't locate themselves. Whereas I know with my AirPods, if I leave in the other room, my phone shoots up a message saying, hey, dummy, you left your AirPods in the other room. Go get them. And so I thought, that's what you need.
And I couldn't use them. I was so sad, but that's okay. I did find them. My my grandson broke his elbow and had to have surgery. And while we were at the hospital, I put them in their hospital bag. And that's why I couldn't find them. So
you bought me some very nice gifts as well, which was very unexpected to me. I'm not used to getting gifts myself on Valentine's Day, and that was so sweet and wonderful, and I appreciate very much. So I'm getting ready to start a new job as of the recording of this,
yes.
And so you bought me some very nice things that I can potentially wear, and they've kind of morphed into what I have now because I had to do a little bit of switching and
yes.
size-wise, but
yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I did for Christmas for him also. I bought him clothes. I am really, really good at buying clothes.
Yeah. And then you gave me another stick of deodorant, which again, I'm just, no, she didn't.
This time. But I did give you cologne.
You did.
I did. What's the name of that cologne I gave you?
You know, it's one I don't remember. I have some on now. Can you smell it? There you go. Smelling? There we go.
No.
You can't smell it?
No, okay. I can't smell it.
Okay.
But I've.
What is the name of
it? Sinus problems.
Okay.
I think it's...
I'll go look it up.
Yeah, it's okay. I think
it's
was...
blue.
Oh, is it an Acqua di Gio?
Maybe so. No, it's not that.
Though. It's not... Oh, that's what I wear.
So...
One of them.
But yeah, you. So anyway, that was a kind of a fragrance evening. And
yes.
But I just love my... You know, in a world that's falling apart, two hearts come together for Valentine's Day. It's kind of a thing. And it was just a really exceptional evening.
It was. It was great. It was a great time. And I told him, I told my daughter, I was like, I don't know the last time I have had a great Valentine's. Mm. So it was really nice to be thought of and to be loved. And so it was just a good time. It was a great time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So I was, as you were saying that, I was thinking too, that one of the interesting things that we've kind of had to figure out is the complimenting thing, because I try to be an encourager and a complimenter. And I've noticed with you that that's not an easy thing for you always to receive.
No, it is not. I am the encourager generally.
Okay.
And but. Mm-hmm. Hear that? And but. Yes.
Yeah.
I had to think about that one. And but.
And that's an awfully big but there.
It is.
It is. Yeah.
And but I am having a hard time. It's almost like I feel like I have to keep up with you when you compliment.
And
because
you don't have to, though.
Compliment me constantly and you encourage me constantly. And I'm like, thank you.
Well, so, you know, I will tell you that was really born out of something in me that is kind of sad and tragic, in that my wife, Barbara, who passed away, during the last years of her life, she was confined to a wheelchair. She had been in the hospital for 8 months, died a couple of times. And I just really learned during that time the importance of words to her to encourage her, and touch, because she was stuck in a wheelchair. So whenever I would get to leave, I would always touch her on the shoulder, rub her shoulder, just to, you know, say, I see you, you know, and I love you. And that's just one of those things that has stayed with me, is that, and also in losing her, I realized that there are never enough words. You hear people say, I wish I could have more time with my loved ones so I could tell them again, or I could talk with them more. I wanted more conversation. Well, it took Barbara a while to pass when she was in the hospital, so we had a lot of conversations, and it still wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. So I think that's born out of my realization that there's just never enough conversations. So I want to make sure that I have no regrets, and I want to speak these things into your life as much as I possibly can, so at least I don't have regrets that I didn't say them.
Well, that's very, very good advice. And, you know, that's something that I can take a page from, because I've not lost a spouse, but losing my mom years ago, it's just, you know, there are times when I'll have these vivid dreams, because I'm a vivid dreamer, and I have these vivid dreams where she's sitting on the bed and we're talking, and I'm still my same goofy self with her, but I think that she loved that about me. But there are things that I didn't get to say to her. And, you know, now when I get off the phone with my daughters or my grandchildren or, you know, people that I am in relationship with that are close to me, I'm always like, love you. And because I need them to know that, because we're not promised tomorrow. And right. so right. it's so important to, you know, let the people know that are closest to you that you love them. And absolutely. What's important,
yes,
what's important about them that you love. So I am taking that page and I am taking that.
Like that. Okay. Yeah. I think that's so important with all of our relationships, though. And I mean, even with the people that I work with to a degree, I try to, you know, speak good into their lives because I know that they don't have, I mean, that's one of the goals of my life is to be a blessing to someone every day. Mm-hmm. And I realize that not everybody has somebody speaking good into their life. Mm-hmm. Some people, all they hear are the harsh things, or they, you know, we're in a culture that likes to run others down, or there's a lot of cursing that yes. goes into our life. Yes. And I just feel like we need to get better at saying good things into the lives of people that are important to us, even if they're not somebody that we'd say, oh, I really love that person, but I do care about that person. Right. So I mean, of course, we hopefully as a person of faith, we love everybody, but you know what I mean? As far as some people, say, I may not love you so much that way, but I mm-hmm. can respect that you are a child of God and you need to hear something good about yourself.
That's good.
Today.
Yeah. As a person who works with homeless people and people who are reentering society from incarceration, it is paramount for me to validate and tell people that my pastor, I had a pastor say something one time. He said, God not only loves you, God likes you. Mm. And that wow. was so, wow. I mean, you know, that was like mind-blowing because all we hear all the time is God loves you. We love you, love you, love you. But we don't have to like you, but I got to love you.
That's right.
You know, I say that, I throw that one around all the time. But God not only loves us, he likes us too. Right. And so when I am trying to let these men and women know their worth in mm-hmm. this world, mm-hmm. they don't hear that ever, especially coming out of incarceration.
Wow.
Especially living on the streets. They are invisible or they are talked down to. And so it is my pleasure to let them know how beautiful and important wow. they are and how worthy they are to be loved, to be seen, and to be known, and that they are welcome. And so that is so important to me. Ivy and I have been doing this for, man, six years now. And it is our pleasure to serve them. And we don't need a thank you. We don't need a written commendation. We are just here to love and to respect and to give some dignity to these people. And that is, you know, that's what we're called to do.
You know, thinking about dating life, and I look back and realize that I've always tried, you know, when I even encounter somebody for a brief period of time, when there's that exploration point, like, is this somebody I want to continue the conversation with? When we were on the Upward app, for example, and some of the conversations I had there. And it's just a weird thing because I always wanted to affirm somebody, but there came the point in time when I realized, okay, now I need to affirm the fact that you're not the right one for me. So I need to step aside or move into a different direction. It's kind of weird when people are just transitional in your life, but I think it's still important to find ways that if you're on one of those dating apps in a situation, to find ways to be affirming of the people you have conversations with, find ways to affirm who they are as people. You don't have to go into the I love you thing, obviously, but I think that's such an important thing.
I think so too. And, you know, bringing it up, that letting a person down that you are not supposed to be in a relationship some way that you would want to be let down.
True.
Oh my goodness. When in this age of text messages where people just want to, you know, you've been talking to someone for months and then you just stop talking to them.
Fade.
Oh my goodness. The ghosting thing, that's real. And I would never want to be ghosted because you're like, we've been talking for months and now all of a sudden I send you a message. Hey, how you doing? And I get nothing. Is that the way you want to be treated? And so kind of looking at the situation and saying, okay, maybe we don't fit, but how would I want to be treated in this situation? We don't fit. Okay, I'm going to give this person their space. I'm going to let them know, though, hey, we're not a good fit, but I do wish you well. Take care and good luck. You know,
I have a feeling I haven't always done that well. I think there have probably been, I can think of a few conversations that just faded. I don't know that it was a ghosting thing. It was just over time, it was like, it just kind of naturally faded off.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I've thought, I need to go back and tell that person, by the way, I enjoyed having conversation with you. I'm sorry it ended. But that no. Once it's faded, there ain't no going. And you don't want to do that either.
Right.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
There have been a few that I've kind of regretted. I thought, yeah, that just kind of faded and I let it happen that way.
I would say respect.
That's a good one.
It's all about respect.
You're right.
And we're adults and we should act as such and treat people the way that we want to be treated.
Sure.
100%.
So there's one final thing that we were going to talk about on this podcast today, and I don't know that we have a lot of time for that, just to say any reservations that you have had to struggle with in entering into a relationship as you've started to ask the question, do we take this now to the next level of seriousness? Have there been some hurdles that you've had to find your way through?
Let's see. I think that probably my biggest hurdle has been that I may not have appreciated some things that have perspired.
Ha! And that's why you gave me the deodorant.
Exactly. Conspired. Uh-huh. You have said it to me several times. I just want us to have a conversation where I am like, I don't want to hurt him, so I'm just going to shut down and not say anything because it's hard for me to emote. And so I do the poorest job of expressing my feelings. And I was in a group for 18 long weeks. That's called Growth Seekers. And these group of women were on the path of helping me to learn to express my emotions. The feelings wheel. Round and round the wheel we go. Where it stops, nobody knows. So, but it, as much as I balked at that, it was so helpful. And I appreciate those women so much. Jen, Marquita, and Deb, and all of the women in that group, thank you for putting up with me saying words every week like, I'm good, moving on. So, yes.
I think it seems like to me, pardon me, where we are today is that we've gone through some of those periods of refining that we talked about in the last podcast, and we've come out stronger on the other end of that. I mean, I just sitting here next to you right now, I just feel so much, it's gone to a much deeper level because we've had to struggle through some things together. And we both see that we have things ahead that we're going to have to struggle through. Yes. And we're going to have to figure out.
Yes.
But I appreciate the fact that we've been able to do that together. We've been able to struggle through things and find our way to a deeper, better point together, it seems like, so far.
I think so. I think so. I mean, just me learning how to open my mouth and speak and know that, you know, on the other side of that conversation does not necessarily mean that there's going to be a rejection. So that was hard for me.
Okay. Which, by the way, I've done this several times. I was listening to a very serious podcast, and one of the hosts kept going, I thought, I'm not going to do that. If she says something deep and meaningful, I'm not going to sit over and go, And guess what I've been doing here? I've been sitting over, I'll try not to do that anymore. That's one of my little pet peeves. I hate it when I'm listening to a podcast and somebody's going,
And not.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this has been really good. Mm-hmm. And I think we should close this out and pray. And and so if you want to start us out.
I can do that.
All right. Yes.
Lord Jesus, you are so good to us. We love you so much. You are so kind. You are adorable. You are lovable, lovely, and best of all, you are forgiving and patient. And Lord, I don't know how you have put up with me all of these years, but Lord, you have. And I pray for all these folks who are listening out there that as they struggle their way through these issues, that they will experience a fresh breath of your kindness and love and patience on them. As they struggle with these inner things, as they go on new adventures, may you bless them, Lord. And I thank you for Nikki and for this journey you put us on. And may we be a blessing to all those folks who are checking in with us. Give us your words, your thoughts, and best of all, Lord, may we have your heart for others. May it be so in your name.
And Lord, thank you just for this day.
Yes.
This is the day that you have made, and I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. Lord, I just continue to lift up every single person in our lives. I thank you for being with our family members and our friends, Lord, young and old and near and far. And I ask you, God, to just continue to bless them, protect them. And I pray that you will be with those who are listening or watching. I just ask that you will help them on their journey, Lord, to find the peace that they need in you, find their strength and their hope in you, Lord. And thank you, God, for touching them, helping them, guiding and leading them, and just being everything that they need, Lord. I thank you again for forgiveness and for hope and for your faithfulness. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, folks, thank you so very much for coming along with us. And if you like this podcast, be sure and share it with others. Leave us reviews on your favorite podcast platform. And also, if you have any questions for us, you can leave those in the comment section. Hopefully in the weeks ahead, I will finally have an email address for you. Also working on the CorbinFosterMedia.com website so that we can have a page specifically for this this website so you can interact with us there as well. So, hey, thank you so very much for checking in with another episode of Love in Real Time.
Thank you. This has been Nikki.
And I'm Greg. It's been a pleasure to have you with us.